Samuel chapter 26. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 26. And let's be in the matter that I have used to be, and we've got a sort of lax on it, but I still see it done in a few places. Let's get up and honor the Word of God.
Amen.
Let's stand and honor the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And we want to do that today because this is God's Word. And, we want to honor the Word of God, not me. The man of God ought to have some honor, but this Word of God is what we need to honor. And we need to keep it right, don't we? And we need to keep the right version in our hand. And as old Dr. Rainwater would say, it's not a version, Brother Harvey, it's a Bible. It ain't no version, it's a Bible. He preached, he taught at Bethany College in Florida. Yeah, amen. There'd been a good lot of preachers come out of that little Knoxville and Tennessee hillbillies, you know. There's one thing about it, you better understand, they might shout and holler real loud, but don't try them in the Bible. They'll touch you under the sea. Just try them out and see if they know the Bible. You might not like their loud preaching and their excited ways. The old Brother Siler used to say, despise not prophesying. And this is what that means. Don't you look down on excited preaching. If preaching don't excite you, give it up.
Yeah, come on.
If it don't excite you, my goodness.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else and find something to do. Leave the Bible alone, amen.
Yeah.
You know, if God didn't call you to preach, young man, you are fixing to do the worst thing in your life.
Right.
Preach, preacher. Go ahead.
I had too many young preachers come out from under me. And I didn't, when they come in there, I didn't say, oh boy, I've got another preacher. I'd get them down and I'd say, boy, you better make sure God called you to preach better.
That's right.
You're fixing to do the, if God didn't call you to preach, you're fixing to mess up.
Yep.
That's right. Amen.
Sir.
Old Billy Mitchell used to say amen right there, you know.
Amen.
Say amen right there, you know. Amen. All right, let me read the text and we'll get on into it and we'll pray.
Yes, sir.
My text verse is in verse 22. And David answered and said, behold the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. As I sit in the seat, my God, you knew every thought in my mind. You know them when I get up in the day. You know them when I walk through the day. You know them when I go through the life and all the times. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in my in your sight, my strength and redeemer. Help me, God, to stay with the text. And I pray, God, that it be done as it once was. And I would be able to feel your presence as I'll try to preach your word. Lord, I ask you all the way up here, let this year be a time that I could go back and find those places I had with you. Work in this hour. Work with this. Thank you for the good liberty I have with Brother John's people. God, we have such a good time together. And this all fellowship around the Word of God. And I thank you for that. Now help these preachers and help these young men that say God called them to preach. I'll give you the glory, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Amen. You be seated. Saul's after David. Saul's after David in his thing. And David is fleeing from him. The reason that he don't want to touch God's anointed. He don't want to touch God's anointed. And as he's fleeing, he gets tired. And you find him in verse 7. And David and Abishai came to the people by night. And behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench. And his spear was stuck in the ground. His spear was stuck in the ground. Here is a rejected king. And I'm looking at that while I'm going. I said, I'm not going to go over and preach that message. But I'll give you just a few points about it. And the title of the message over where Saul was rejected is the title of it I preach on unfulfilled potential. Unfulfilled potential. And I said it wasn't going to run, but let me just read the outline a little fast, and you just kept a hold of it, and I'll go on. And this is not a rabbit, sister. It's part of my message. All right? It's not a rabbit, all right? You know, I'll run a rabbit here after a while. So you just pray to God that I don't that. And let me give this outline just real quick. Unfulfilled potential. First thing, I'm going to preach today. Too lofty a view of yourself. You are doing it for your own personal glory. Yeah. You're getting tired. Nobody won't listen to what you got to say. Yeah. You know, if you're now called to preach, then they'll start having to listen to you. Hell, let's listen to you about one message, and then you might as well forget it. They give you an opportunity to do it once. You know? Let's give the young man a place to preach and give him an opportunity. So our young boy go preach tonight, and everybody come, we all just come in and tell him how you want to encourage him. And you do that. That's true, okay?
Yes.
But if he's seeking personal glory.
That's right.
If he's seeking to be heard.
Yeah.
He's tired. It's like a Marine or like going in the Army. These bunch of boys, they get tired. Them people giving them orders, so they'll join the Army. Amen. You'll get that in a minute. Amen. They get tired. Somebody give them the order, they're going to join the Army. He's going to... You get that in a minute. Anyway, hallelujah. They have a lofty view of their self because of personal glory. They have a lofty view of their self because of material gain. They have a lofty view of their self because they have a carnal guide. That's their flesh. Not only a lofty view of their self, but they have a low view of their service. They got a low view of being a man of God. And you know who caused that, don't you? The people in the church. They make it such a matter that it's just a sideline. Or it's a halfway. It's a side job. It's just a job that you do. When you get called to preach, it ain't no sideline. It ain't just something you're just going to do. And you don't say lie upon the world, upon your financial ways in the matter of knowing yourself. You need to work. If you ain't working, if you won't work, you ain't working.
Amen.
You will work. A work you'll never go. Then you'll never do the work of God if you won't work.
Yeah.
My daughter, yeah, right now, I've got a preacher. My son-in-law's a preacher. And he got out and he quit preaching. He shut a church down in heaven. And he went home and sat down, went back to his job making all kinds of money. But he lays in his bed at night. And he has that Bible on his chest crying. He didn't sin. But he hadn't preached for 16 years now. That's not a rabbit. That's an example. It's not a sideline. It is the most important person in the world. He's higher than the president. He's higher than Pence.
Yes, sir.
The preacher is who God's listening to.
Right.
The preacher and the people who God's listening to. You intercede for the nation on the altar of prayer. Pray for the eminent authority. Pray for them that you not live in quiet.
Right. Peaceful life. That's it, right?
And the difference, brother Sexton and myself, he's real low and quiet, but man, he'll come. He's very authoritative, man.
Yeah, I believe it.
Very authoritative, and he ain't no bad way. You just do what he says.
Your
service for God. I'm preaching. Let me hurry on. I want to get over here with this sword. You have a low view of your service. What did Saul do? He spared the best that God condemned.
Wow. Wow.
God condemned. He said, kill them all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kill them all, did he not? What's that bleeding I hear back there?
That's it. Yes, sir.
What's that bleeding back there? He said, the people convince me, though.
Yeah.
The people. You better not let the people convince you.
Yeah.
You better not let the people show you what to do. You ought to be their pastor. You ought to be their preacher and everything else. But there's only one person that runs God or runs the preacher. That's God.
Yeah.
There's only one person that tells you what to do. And that's God.
That's right.
And you don't have to tell them that all the time. If you just be the man of God, they'll know it.
Yeah.
They'll know that you're the man of God. And they'll respect you.
Great preacher.
You think they won't love you? They'll love you. But you think they ain't going to fail? You think they're not going to do right? You might as well get ready. What are they? They're sheep. They wander and stray. Move on. They'll take them. And you better pull them back in.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what he called you to do, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well,
and if you don't love the sheep, you don't love the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Amen, preacher.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
And picture it, then these preachers get up. We love you, Lord. We'll see you. Jesus took him on the shore. Peter, he said, lovest thou me more than these? Peter. Yeah, don't you know I love feed my sheep?
Amen.
He didn't say right there, did he? But we love you, Lord. The measure of God, the measure of God, whether you love him or not, is feeding his sheep.
Yes,
if you love him, you'll feed his sheep.
Amen.
That's the only way to prove your love for God is feed his sheep. Amen.
Amen.
You can say all you want to, but if you won't feed the sheep, you don't love him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I don't know that kind of love. I didn't need it. I got saved and started preaching. The love of God passes knowledge. It's not sensual, and it's not a matter of your natural flesh.
Yeah.
The love of God passes knowledge.
Yeah,
that's right. The height, the depth, the heft, the width of that. The love of God. I don't know how you can. It passes knowledge. How could you love? How could he love? There ain't no way yourself, nobody here, anyone in this church, anyone in life can love a person that the way that they should for their own need, but only by the love of God. Your love is flesh. It will fail. It will cut. It will stop. It won't go on. But the love of God, if you get filled with the Spirit and the Holy Ghost, will manifest his love in your heart to that sheep, and they're not doing right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I'm preaching that. I didn't want to. I'm going to preach a little bit on that spirit. You might as well get hold on. Hello, viewers. I said you spared the best that's condemned, then you spurned the bidding of God's command. Kill him. Then you wouldn't do what he commanded. And then you spoil the blessing of God that he wanted to convey on your life.
Mm.
You spoil the, I told you about unfulfilled potential. You had a low view of your service. A low view of your service. There's no greater thing than to be a man of God.
Right.
It's only in his chosen work. He chose you. There you get them counted away. He chose you.
That's right.
You know, he didn't pray. He chose everybody to pray, preacher. He chose you.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Chose you.
Amen, preacher.
God chose you to be his.
Mm.
Preacher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and then what do you ought to say? Thank you.
Yeah,
right. I don't want to lose the blessings of God on my life to you.
No.
I want to have his blessings on my life. And I say to you right now, I've had a lot of trials and troubles, but by that, God makes you find him strong. He makes you find him wise. He makes him find you that he's all that you need. And he makes you find that
see with my grandchildren is fire food, babies, and biscuits. Very barefoot. Barry Harris, you've done a good job, old boy. Hey, hey. You've done a good job, Barry Harris. Hallelujah. Everybody says, oh my, that's a joy in your life, baby. Mom, what's mom? She looks as young as they are. Mama here?
No, it's
not. Okay, I start saying, well, you girls with mama. My daughter's 53 years old, she's got six, and the only reason she ain't got more than six, because that stinking preacher said, we ain't going to a fire. We might be a bunch of Amish. Come down here, all the kids lined up across there. You know who the joy of her life is. You know what makes her happy. You know what makes the joy of her life? Yep. It's those children.
Yeah,
man. You know, trip around the world. And how many times you went to Disney World? Or how many times recreation? Or whether Johnny can play ball? Or whether he's the greatest athlete or not? All she knows is it's those kids that makes her life. And my mama loves them with all her heart.
Yep.
And she'll kill you over to you,
man.
You won't touch her baby. You understand that?
Amen.
I wish y'all tell my sister that I'm the baby of the family. Brother and the sister said, pick the Bible up, sister, and tell me to get back to the
Bible.
This is my wife. She, hey.
That was a rabbit. That's what you call a rabbit.
What part of you don't know? I'm going back at it, sister. Don't worry, I'll stop him. Yeah, okay. Did you get this down? Barefoot, babies, and biscuits. Learn how to cook, girl. Learn how to cook. Get in the kitchen and make some biscuits. You know, make a few biscuits and carry babies around on your hips. Have one on your feet. One hanging on the side of you. Amen. And take them babies and love them with all your heart and raise them up to know God. Raise them up, baby. Pray to be a preacher. Raise them up with a modern God. And both two of my men says, our preacher. I was raised on it, friend.
Yeah.
I'll be signing them all to be green. That was my father's. Sammy Allen. Well, I didn't see an experience of the crown. It was Sammy Allen. Were you there on that? I was down there with you, you know, me and Jim over all of us. Together, I said, there is something. And you left one point out, too, about that. What was it? Perform purpose and all that. Purpose
prayer,
and prayer and
punishment.
You know, you preach it.
I didn't do the one on suffering. He did.
The doctrines. Prayer.
Prayer. Preaching.
And the last one, discipline.
Discipline.
You left that one.
What's that?
Praise.
Praise.
Amen. Amen, Brother Sexton.
Amen.
Get the
amen, Brother Sexton. Get your hands up, Brother Sexton. Get your hands up, Brother Sexton.
Yeah.
And this is what he did. That place went wild. The preachers went, whoa, whoa. You know, they went blown wild. Brother Sexton, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a rabbit, son.
That was a good one.
Yeah, man. He enjoyed it.
That's a good one.
He's a man of God. But the problem is that that's what you watch on live stream. And you watch me on live stream, and I watch you all the time and get teaching, listen to all that, and watch you play and sing and all that stuff. But that bunch sitting back there, about that choir, that bunch of men back there, they look like zombies. Say amen to the preacher ones.
Amen.
About that choir said, amen, preacher. Amen. When he's up there, get him all stirred up.
Amen.
You wouldn't do anything like that. We'll see you put up
Kentucky preaching that old boy up. His son wearing a
all right. I'm doing it. Tell my wife that I obeyed you, all right? You got a low view of your service. You're a man of God. You don't have to act like me. Might help you a little bit. That's a true experience. You don't see that. I can't get away from that.
He went around there and asked that. You know what he did. Yeah. And the man that died, what's his name? The man that was with him all these years. No, he was one of the main men.
Lee Robinson. Lee Robinson?
No.
Oh, Stephen Trout?
No, on the staff. I don't know what he said. Administration. Anyway. Already got him up by the floor. So he said, "I preached it, Doctor. What time is it?" "I'm sorry, sister, but I gotta tell him this. All right." "Oh no, Bob, shoot it out. We got a situation. You know, at least the nerve to do this. She just did do it. I didn't just do it." See, my mom said, "Won't you get back to the subject?" "Well, I just can't help you then." And Daniel Patton, I was watching right now. And she's going to send me a little text on her poem about Brother Rabbits. "But how are you going to do this?" "There's another you don't respect in this thing." That's Brother Cole's wife. "There's another one. She ain't nothing but a troublemaker."
God, you say, "I ain't going to act like you." You ever get stirred up when you might act a little funny?
Mm-hmm. Then you don't act like this when you go out on the streets, because you're in a dangerous place there. Be wise and discerning and give them the gospel.
That's right.
Don't go out there and fight them over sodomy and fight them over everything else. But they're telling you must be born again, sir. You need the gospel. You know your problem, old boy, walking down the street. You need the gospel. You need Jesus. That's what you need. You need Jesus. And the reason you what you are and what you're doing is because you're a sinner. And sin is taking control of your life. And all you're doing and all your sexual life. It don't make no difference how deep the sin you're in. God can raise you up out of any kind of sin you're in. Once you were sodomized, 1 Corinthians, but yes. Such verse of you. But now you're justified. Yes. Now you're glorified. Now amen. You're sanctified. And tell that Corinthians, they once were sodomized.
Yep.
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 That's right. Yeah.
He can save a sodomite.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Right.
He just prayed, "Get your hands dirty."
God help us.
You got the best news in the world, tell them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
All you need to do is get saved.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You're not going to get on the spirit that seems like. Got a low view. Unfulfilled potential. You got a lofty view of yourself. You got a low view of your service. Then you got a light view of sin.
Yeah.
It ain't sin no more now.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, sure, you preachers remember when you first started that you just covered yourself. You didn't, when you get in the presence of God, you didn't want to have your head uncovered. I'd lay down uncovered while I'm going to start to pray. Just keep this years, boy. I was going to preach in my first 2 years. All I did was cry. Just cry. You remember Jack Howell's testimony about crying and crying and crying. You know, he's up there. And the fresh oil was one of the famous messages. I'm not going to argue with you over that situation of 1, 2, 3 pre-nature day. Get your boat. Get you a bus. Amen. And you go do it. Quit time fussing at somebody else. But they went out and got them kids and brought them to Christ, didn't they? Way you good. Sarah wants to start a bus ministry.
Right. Yep. Amen.
Right.
Had to get on that bread. But I told you not to do that, so hang on. Your service for the Lord. Unfulfilled potential, rejected. Saul was. And when he got rejected, he come into the place right now, and I'll hurry real fast here. Come on down the line, come to the chapter we're in, and he's pursuing David. Now he's already rejected the kingdom. He's already, now God has rejected him. David has been anointed to be the king, and is going to be the one to be king. And then he's after him, he gets out of all his jealousies. Is the envy of him. He's gone after him. He knows he's rejected. He knows he has no more power in his life. I don't want to finish this thing powerless to you, brother.
No, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I want to finish the way I started. God ain't changed one bit, boys.
That's right.
He's the same God that was that got your brother Sexton. He's the same God that went down Rockwood, Tennessee, pulled that boy out of that Rockwood, Tennessee, put him in the church at Crown Mount, you know, and then he's Baptist and fundamental, because his men, if you call them, he talks to us, well, how's Crown does? We're not Crown College. I said, how's Crown does? We're a Temple Baptist Church. They'll live behind that. We're not Crown. We've got Crown as a ministry, Crown as a school. But they'll say to you, Temple Baptist Church, Brother Hardy. I said, I like that. Hey, man, I like that. Because your church, school is a ministry off of the church. So that's why I have a lot of problems. I know I'm on live stream, PCC with the local church.
That's right.
That's right, preacher. That's right.
The woman that wrote, Becca, his wife, she's from Henry. You know Kelly Town down there, right beside the Garden Walls, you heard of the walls, Kelly Town down there, you know what that named after? Billy Kelly. Well, Billy Kelly. You heard of Billy Kelly, ain't you?
Well, yeah.
That's my heritage, big boy. I wouldn't act like that. I wouldn't want to act like you. You're dead at 4 o'clock, ain't nothing stirs your heart whatsoever. All you do is see how you might write it out, make sure you say everything's in that part. You need to get one from God.
Amen.
You need one from God when you get along with God, and He'll get something on your heart. And you just get and just keep on staying on your heart. It'll be scripture too. It'll be scripture.
Right.
It won't be this, fellas. Ain't got to be iPhone. I'm getting the messages off on the cell phone. You get your messages at night, Saturday night, your pastor. You'll spend that night praying that getting God give you a message.
Yeah.
Right. You know, get up early in the morning. Go down to where your church is at. Yeah. Right around it.
Yeah.
Say, God, you're going to have to move this morning.
That's right.
God, please touch the service today. I can't do nothing,
God,
if you don't get in here, work. You know, go around and around and down the streets up away, and then go out on visitation and ask them to come in. Don't run up the road and get some church members. Don't run down there and
amen.
Say, you need to be our pastor. Go and get the lost. Go and get them and need the Lord. Go out there and watch them that need God. Share that
right.
Burden on that. Go get the lost. Don't work about the ones that have been rejected. He found that rejected one with that spear stuck in the ground. Saul was asleep. took that spear, David did, and I ran over her face. You wouldn't believe what all I got on that text. If I was preaching that text, you'd never get out of here. Took that spear and carried it with his holster. Went back over there and stood on top of that mountain. And he said, "Behold the spear!" And he said, "Abner, why didn't you take care of your master?"
Yeah.
"Abner, why didn't you take care of your preacher? He might be rejected. He might be rejected. God's not got his power anymore. But you don't touch him. You don't touch God's anointed. They're still anointed. You leave them to God. You don't touch them." And Saul heard him. Said, "David." Boy, we went back when he first saw him. "Is that you, David?" "It's me, Saul. It's me. What have I done to you, Saul? What have I done?" "You'll say that, brother. What have I done to you all? Rejected me and they'll get after you." And you'll say, "What have I done to you, Saul?" "Oh, but David, I played a fool, David. I've sinned, David." David said, "I ain't nothing but a flea, a parson. I'm just a flea. I ain't nothing." He said, "I played a fool, David. I've seen you." David took the hero, the real boys. How many of you young preachers I got here? That don't include you, Brother Morris. I mean, y'all, let's say young. Oh, no, Lord. These boys are not young women. Yeah. So a couple of boys, not two. Both of them? Just one? And this young man preached this morning. Got any more young preachers? Okay. Yeah, I'd say so, brother. Yeah, right here. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to say old to that, because I'm 75 and I ain't got old yet.
Amen.
Can't you tell? I can't hear you. I said, "You can't hear anyway." a young man that won. Let me get back to text. I'm in a hurry, though, if you wouldn't believe all I got.
Let one, not only that of limiting God, but also that peace of God. Let one, unity, one person, let one.
He's not looking for the multitude, he's looking for one. Is there a man to fill up the gap, to make up the head? He's looking for that one. He's looking for that one. And what you do in your life, you say, God, I want to be the one. I want to be that one. I want to be that one. A young man. Let a young man
come. Not only the one for the lot of your life, but a young man for your life of your life.
You want to give your life to God? There's a lot of young men, there's a lot of men got called to preach in the later days. And ain't it wonderful that he called you young out of 33. I wish I could have done it. I went to Vietnam. You know, I don't need to give you that experience. 19-year-old boy. Got hard as a ranger. I was in the jungle, though. You know what a ranger is. 19 years old. Given my life to know God knew in his providence and his working and his mercies on us. But I didn't die and get along. Many times I could have died.
Yeah.
And I'm not boasting anything for you, but I was a step sergeant in less than 1.5 years. Also got a broad star. I don't brag on that, but I try to reach out to a young man. You don't need to make a military man exalt him. You don't need to exalt these icon football players.
Right.
Who do you need to elevate and exalt? Jeez!
Amen.
Jeez!
Amen, preacher.
I try to football players need. That's what that soldier needs. And he needs Jesus, don't he? Remember, he needs Jesus.
Amen.
A young man, that's your young man. Come and fetch it. Behold a spear, sleeping ministries. You got yours stuck up in the ground, asleep in the trench. Oh, God rejected it. Would you disobey me? You say, well, brother, that's a serious thing, man. It ain't no social thing. It ain't no gathering with a bunch of charismatics. Their emotionalism, their perception on true music. Your music is what? It's got to have the right melody. It's just, there's a, in Psalms 137, I believe, it says, sing us the song, the Lord's song.
Yep.
God's got the Lord's song.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Sing us the Lord's song in this land. That's right. Timothy, too. It's the right kind of music, friend.
Amen.
You know who better God is?
Is there any one young man want to come and fetch it? You want to come and pursue God? Brother Morris, last the first year I preached the youth conference in New York. You know who's pulpit I preached in? A.W. Tozer. Pursue God. He went to Baptist now for those who went to England. He was of the Alliance.
Bless his heart.
You say you're a Baptist. You know we love a Baptist. Because of our doctrine, because of our identification of what
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
And you don't need to study our history. You need to see why we are Baptists. What's all that? Mm-hmm. You say, well, that man wrong. Well, he didn't have his doctrine right on local church. But he's still God's man, wasn't he? Ain't nothing told us he was, wasn't he? I'm 75, been porch preaching 45 years, and most of the old men that used to preach with me are gone and gone to Evans, Emmy, and Steny Ballou, and Brian Henderson, and Marin Atkins, and all that old boys I used to run with, they're gone. And we need a young man that has a call of God on him. You've got to make him go to a mission field. We got to sign up for our kids to go to the mission field. He got to call of God, he'll want to go.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll want to go. So tonight, as we pray, you play, we got the piano player, start playing, please. Go ahead.